My name is Jessica.
And my name is Rachel.
And you're listening to the Slayer Sisters.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to Slayer Sisters, guys. It's been a hot minute. I actually don't know how long, but it's been a minute.
It's been like 9 months?
Yeah, I think so.
Because not longer.
9 months ago, you had a baby.
Yeah.
You had two babies. Sense.
Well, it's been almost 10 months since I had the babies.
Right.
Yeah.
But our last episode was in April, right?
I don't remember.
Oh, we never did Dune.
Right. But was that April?
We'll get back to that. I think so.
Okay, so March. So it's been a year.
It's been a year. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, just about
or
a year.
Almost a year, yeah.
Almost a year, yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
I know.
But now we have two new babies in the world.
Yeah.
Two new Slayer brothers. No, they're Slayer sisters, yeah, in their hearts. Okay. But yeah, so now we're back and we're revamping our book club. And now it's not just like a book club. We're going to do books that have movie adaptions and possibly like TV adaptions, mm-hmm, in the future as well. And we'll be comparing and contrasting those book to film adaptions, and, you know, just gives us more to talk about, and yeah, it'll be more fun. And yeah, we all stand by the fact that the book is always better, but I'm sure somewhere along the way we'll, yeah, find a movie that's better than the book.
Yes, I'm sure, but this is not going to be one of them.
No, it is not. It is definitely not. But before that, I feel like we should just mention that since we never released our Dune one, if anyone was waiting for our Dune episode, that we're decided that when the second Dune movie comes out, the new Dune movie is, yeah, when we're going to do it, because they didn't really do the whole book anyways. Yeah. So we're just going to do it like then.
And, yeah,
because I know there were so many people waiting in anticipation for our Dune episode and, yeah, never got it.
Yep.
But Rachel was a little too ambitious at that time, and honestly, so was I. So she was about to have two babies, yeah, and we were all very tired and, yes, could not have done it then. So,
yes, but
anyways,
I'm glad to be back.
Yes, for sure. So for our first episode back, we're talking about Interview with the vampire. The vampire.
Not a vampire. Even though we both want to say that constantly.
Constantly.
So we probably will slip up and say that throughout this episode, but we do know that it's the vampire. We
the just vampire.
Struggle with it.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Anyways, so obviously this is like the OG vampire book, right?
I mean, Dracula would be
the right,
OG,
obviously. The OG. Vampire. The classic.
Yeah.
The classic
this
vampire.
This is definitely, I feel like, one of the one, like probably the OG that took vampires into like more of a modern,
right,
world.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as I know, this could be talking out my butt. I don't actually know that.
I just
at
feel
all,
like I
but
remember
I feel like that's true.
Everyone I know that had read it and knew how much I loved vampires, right, had been like, oh my God, you've never read Interview with the Vampire,
right,
any of Anne Rice's books. I was, yeah, like, no, but I want to. Like, they were like, those were like, you know, the ones that brought,
yeah, I do
made
think
it more
like
a
more
thing,
mainstream. Yeah,
right,
and all,
right,
that. Yeah, I think that she is the one.
Right. Yeah.
Who kind of, you know, pioneered, you know, now it's like vampires are everywhere.
Right,
but
exactly.
I feel like she was like the first one to make it,
right,
popular, I,
yes,
guess.
I agree.
You know?
So I was very excited to read it.
Mm-hmm. I was too. It was on my like to read list forever.
Yeah, mine as well. So I was really excited when we picked it.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you picked it.
No, you picked it because you said you didn't want to buy,
oh, yep,
another book.
Yep, that's what happened.
So that is why this got picked, literally.
Because I have so many books that I have not read. And I was like, I also think it's my only book I own right now that's a movie adaptation.
Right. Exactly. So that is literally the reason why this was our pick. There was nothing else that went into it. But it ended up, I feel like, really working out with the whole, because we keep using the word revamping, and I just love the pun.
Oh, yes.
Of that.
Yes.
And then also Slayer Sisters, Buffy, a vampire. Like, I just think, like, it ended up really working out that this was it. But
yes,
the only reason this was picked was because Jessica didn't want to buy another book. So, just background.
I love that. Yeah, that makes sense. And I love that I forgot that that's the reason why we did this.
Me too.
I was like, oh, Rachel probably picked it, I'm sure.
No.
No. Well, I have terrible memories. So I barely remember the book, and I finished it like 3 days ago. So, just kidding. Anyway, so let's get into the book.
Yes.
Do you want to give me your, you want to start with your thoughts?
Sure.
Okay.
So I personally thought the beginning and the end of the book was very strong. Really, I was into it so much at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then the middle just went on and on.
Agreed.
And on. I felt like it was never going to do anything or go anywhere. Like, my God. It was pretty much up until when they leave Lestat is when it starts to go downhill for me.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, so it was, like, when it was Louis Lestat at the beginning, and then when they bring Claudia into it all, like, I was very involved, like, very into that story.
Yeah.
And then once they leave, once they, like, try and kill Lestat, and then they leave to, oh, by the way, spoiler-filled podcast, we usually say this at the beginning.
Oh.
We forgot. We talk about all the spoilers, so just so you know.
Yeah.
But once they try and kill Lestat, and they leave to go to Europe, that's when I was, like, I'm over this. Like, I just felt like nothing happened. I was bored. I just really, once his dynamic left, I just like really, I didn't like it. And then I felt that way up until they made the doll chick into a vampire.
Yeah.
And then that's when it picked back up, which wasn't that, there wasn't that much left of the book after that.
Nope.
But that's like the big climax. And then I liked the book and then through to the end.
Yeah.
But the middle just... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I agree. Yeah. No, I definitely agree with that on for the most part. Like, I was really into the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I started to get more interested before they made the Madeline. Madeline was her name.
Yeah.
Madeline, before they made her into a vampire. I think it was, like, because before, it was right before that, that he kills that, like, painter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Person.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, he's having a... Okay, this entire book, Louis, I was like, is such a fucking Stefan Salvatore.
He is a Stefan
I was
Salvatore.
Like, this guy is, this is the OG Stefan Salvatore. This must have been Julie Plec's, like, inspiration when she wrote Stefan Salvatore.
Wow, he is a Stefan.
Because I was like, this guy is driving me insane.
Yeah.
Just like how Stefan always drove me freaking insane.
Yeah.
And... when he kills the painter dude,
yeah,
I was like, oh no, he's turned off his humanity. I was like, he is about to go full Ripper on us. Like, he is turning his humanity off. And I think, like, that was because he, right before that, he, like, goes and he, like, talks to Armand or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, right?
Yeah.
I think. And then that's, and he's, like, moping in the streets because he's always moping in the streets.
He's like trying, he's like feels his loyalties to Claudia, but he like wants to leave her to go be with Armand.
Armand, that's how you
blah,
say
blah,
it.
Blah.
Yes. Armand, yes.
So he's having a little emo moment.
Well, but the whole book is an emo moment
I know.
For Louis.
No, you're right. You're
the
right.
The whole totally book is one, a seven.
A Stefan.
Oh.
Jessica was about to get so mad at me that I was calling him an Enneagram 7.
He's absolutely not an Enneagram 7.
No, he's a
anything,
four.
He's a freaking four like me, which is probably why I, like, couldn't stand him. Oh, my God, but he's definitely has a wing five, or he's a five with a wing four.
I agree. He's either a four wing five or a five wing four.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. I'm going to say he's a five wing four. I don't want to claim him as my own, because he really annoys me. Anyways, I was really disappointed that the Transylvania stuff wasn't cooler.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, really looking forward.
No, I also thought that that was going to be, like,
cool. Super cool.
And
yes.
It was not.
And it was so boring, and I was like, this is just, like, sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
And I felt really bad, obviously, for the guy.
Yeah.
Whose name I'll never probably remember. I want to call him Phil, but...
I thought it was an M.
Or Peter. But...
I thought it was, like... No, I don't remember.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I can't remember him. But then, I don't understand. I wish they had explained more, maybe they do in future books, why, like, the Transylvania vampires are, like...
crazy.
Yeah.
And, like
why they're super animalistic.
They have
no
mind.
They don't have, they have no, like, emotions anymore.
Right.
They're just, like, very animalistic.
Right.
And I wish, like, that had gotten explained. Yeah. I would like to know. And then even when they talked to the vampires in Paris about it, they just were like, oh, they're just different than us.
Right.
And I was like, that's all I get?
Right.
That's all I get to know why the Transylvanian people are like this.
I know.
But anyway.
Maybe in, like, the future books, she, like, goes into it more.
Yeah, maybe she does. But either way, that definitely frustrated me. So. And then, but yeah, no, I was definitely, I, and then I was sad, because even though I didn't particularly like Lestat,
uh-huh.
he was the most interesting of the characters to me.
1,000%.
Like, and I was, like, really wanted more of him, and so once he was gone, mm-hmm. I was, like, really lost interest. And Claudia's just so insane.
Yeah.
But, like, kind of rightfully so.
Yeah. No, I mean, I felt for Claudia, and I too. Thought she was a good character. It was really Louis.
I know, and it was so hard, because everything is told through Louis's mind.
Yes.
And I just am like, shut the up, dude.
Yeah. Like, after a while, it really is painful.
In the beginning, I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
It must suck to, like, not want to murder people all the time. Like, and, like, this, yeah, this would be awful.
Yeah.
But, like, you are so mopey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why Lestat wanted to stay with him.
I know.
I'm like.
Because Lestat was lonely.
Clearly. Yeah. Clearly.
Because really, Louis was the worst.
Yeah.
And I bet Lestat every day was like, my God, why did I do this?
Yes, truly. Truly. I know. And that's why he made Claudia.
Right.
He was like, whatever. We'll just, maybe this will make Louis happier.
Right.
And then it didn't. And then, well, it did a little bit, but like, not enough.
Right.
And then he made the other guy.
Yeah.
His friend.
Yeah.
Who was the guy at the end, right? Of the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
the one who was, like, waiting on him.
Yeah.
No, it was.
His piano friend.
Yeah.
But I would love to know. I want to read the Lestat books.
Yeah.
Because I want to know. I want to, like, know how he became a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, his past life.
I want to know why people like him so much. Because you definitely don't get that vibe in this first one.
No, definitely
not. So I want to know, like, why people are like, yeah, Lestat, like, he's the best.
Me too. I want to know. I really, like, he's a character I would love to follow. I don't, is Louis even in any of the other ones?
I have no idea.
I hope not. Yeah. I would love to never hear from him ever again.
I would assume he probably shows up at some point in book form, you know, like, why wouldn't he?
He is such, and then he actually turned his humanity off after he made Madeline.
Right.
No, I was actually, there were, like, three times I was reading this where I was like, oh, this is when he's turned his humanity off. The first was when he kills the, like, painter.
Yeah.
And then it was after he made Madeline.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was after he blew up the theater.
Right. For those of you who have never watched The Vampire Diaries, we are referring to the main character, Stefan Salvatore. But then in The Vampire Diaries, they do this thing where they turn their humanity off. And it's basically like...
They shut down all their emotions.
They don't have any, like,
feelings of remorse. Yeah, of remorse or anything anymore.
So they just do whatever they want and don't feel bad about it. And they can, like, turn it on and off, like... whenever. And then whenever they get turned back on, everyone just forgives them. And it's fine.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous, but that's just a show.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. But Stefan in particular is really bad about it.
Really bad.
And he turns his off the most.
Yeah, but most of the time...
He's, like, forced to turn it off very often.
Most of the time it wasn't... There was, like the first time he turns it off is because Klaus makes him. Because he's like,
that's what I was going to say. It's not always really his choice that he turns it off in the show.
Yeah, I was about to
say. But he.
It's just the very last time that it was his choice, and that was the worst one. That it was, like, really his fault.
Right. But I think the very first time, which is pre
us. Pre-show.
Yeah. Was him.
I'm not counting
that. We're not counting that? Okay, yeah. Like the flashbacks where he, like, meets Klaus for the first time. He's already has it off, and, like, that was all. On him before he meets Lexi. Anyways, this isn't a Vampire Diaries podcast, even though it should be.
Right.
We love the Vampire Diaries. Anyways, if you guys want to see an even, I don't know if he's hotter than Brad Pitt. I think Stefan in the show is hotter than Brad Pitt in the movie. Brad Pitt as a vampire, because Brad Pitt as a human in the movie was hot, but Brad Pitt as a vampire in the movie was not that hot.
I mean, I thought he was hot.
I thought he was hot back in the day. He wasn't hot in the interview.
Yeah.
In the interview, he looked fucking weird. Anyways, we can move on to the movie now, I guess.
Okay. So, movie. So, we went into this movie because it says this, that it was written by Anne Rice.
Yeah.
And so, we were thinking this was going to be a really good adaptation because it was written by the author of the book. And, like, normally...
The screenplay, right?
Yeah, the screenplay. Yeah. And, like, normally, adaptations that have the author really involved are... normally, like, really good.
Yeah.
This movie was not.
And apparently, according to my husband, who tends to be right about things, he told us that apparently it wasn't her who wrote it.
Yeah.
But it was like contractually they had to say she wrote the
screenplay. Yeah.
I still don't understand how that worked, and I probably should have read into that more before I was recording right now, but whatever. You listeners can do that on your own time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how to use Google.
But I am, like, shocked by that.
Yeah, me too. I was like, that's basically just a lie.
And why would you want your name to be said that you wrote something you didn't write?
Especially when it was horrible.
Right, like, and it wasn't your... It made no sense to me.
Yeah, no, I know. I agree. It's really, really weird.
Yeah, because she, like, as we're watching it, I'm like, why did she change this? Why did she change that? Like, this makes no sense. Like, what is happening?
For real. Anyway, so the movie... In general.
Yeah.
Hated it.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, it was not great.
Yeah, it was not a great movie.
I will say that.
I laughed throughout most of it. And I'm not supposed to be laughing, but I was laughing. The vampire flying was...
I don't get why they did that.
The flying is just... I could not get over it.
Yeah.
The flying, and I laughed every single time. It was so lame.
It was very cheesy.
It was so cheesy and cringy. And I was like, from that first moment that Lestat picks up Louie in the alley and they like float into the air together. Yes. I was like, every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
No, it was just bad. And then I thought like, I kept being like, I know I think Brad Pitt is a good actor, so it must just be this movie. Because I thought he was doing such a bad job acting.
He was so bad. And, like, Tom Cruise and Kirsten Dunst were fine.
They were fine. I thought
their acting was great.
Really?
But Brad Pitt's acting was really bad.
It was bad.
And I don't know if he, like, I'm trying to think if I've seen a lot of early Brad Pitt roles, and I just don't know if I have.
I don't know if I have either.
So I don't know if it was the writing or if it was that he becomes a better actor as, like, in time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because I've never seen, like, Thelma and Louise, which is, I know, one of his, like, first roles and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, thinking, I'm, like, what early Brad Pitt roles have I seen that were, like, that early? Like, I don't know if I have seen any, really.
Yeah.
And so, because, his acting was not good.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, and I truly...
That part at the end where he sees Claudia burnt to a crisp and he, like, turns dramatically into the wall, I was, like...
Oh, my God, I know.
I'm, like, this is supposed to be so sad for him, and I'm laughing.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. And it's just, like, it is... Oh, my God, he was just so bad. Everything he did was so, so bad. And this was all for the book and the movie. I don't understand, like, was he supposed to be in love with Armand? Like,
what is
there? And I'm, like, but why? But why?
I know.
Other than the fact that Armand is...
been together for, like, 100 years or something.
I know. I'm like, Armand is, like, you know, Antonio Banderas. I get it. He's hot. But, like, why?
Yeah.
What is the... Like, you talked to him, like, one time, and now Claudia's like, you're going to leave me for him because you love him. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't get it.
But that was the book, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I felt this way in the book and the movie where I was, like... I'm so confused as, other than, like, that fact that I know he wanted this spiritual vampire leader that Lestat never was or whatever. Right. Yeah. But I'm, like, but you're not just saying that. You're saying that he's, like, in love with Armand. Right. And I don't get it.
Right.
And so that was weird.
Yeah.
That was very strange. But, yeah, the movie was, I also love the scene where he meets Santiago in the alley, and Santiago does that little dance.
Yeah, up into the wall.
Up into the wall, because I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be laughing at this, but this is maybe my favorite part of this movie. I was like, I'm dying right now. This was so, so bad. I was very impressed by a little 11-year-old Kristen Dunst.
Yeah, she did
acting.
So good.
I thought she did amazing. Yeah. And I actually really liked Claudia in the movie.
Yeah.
I thought she, you know, I loved all of that.
And we're very happy that they aged her up a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Because in the book, she's only 5, and it was, I mean.
It's so disturbing.
It really is. And even though it's like, you know, she's like 100 or whatever years old, like trapped in a 5-year-old body, it's still really gross.
Yeah, it's gross that like Louie's like attracted to her, even though she's 5.
Right.
Like she looks, like I'm like, I know that she hasn't, but like
her brain isn't.
She looks 5. Like how can you be physically attracted to her? I still don't fully. I mean, the 11 is still a lot. But yeah. It's not as bad.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they didn't really kiss either. I thought they were going to have like a kiss, but in the movie, but it wasn't really.
No, it was literally like an affectionate like peck.
It was. And it lasted maybe.
A millisecond.
Yeah. And then she gets pulled off. So it was like, whatever. Of course, with him laying and moping outside on the balcony.
Classic Louis.
Looking up at the stars. Like. I don't know why he just went on with life for so long, honestly.
Because, I mean, I guess he's just a coward.
Yeah. I, like, really had, like, no kind of respect for him by the end.
Yeah.
And then when he, like, freaks out, obviously, and kills all those vampires, I was like, whatever. I get it.
Yeah.
Revenge.
That was fine.
I'm here for it. But then he's, like, so over the love of his life all of a sudden.
Armand.
I'm like, oh.
Well, at least in the book. He's like,
oh yeah, in the book he goes, they travel together
for years and years,
yeah. But like, still, they pretty much in the book they insinuate that like nothing happens between them ever.
Yeah,
I'm like, so like poor Armand,
yeah,
who just like,
well, Armand, that was the whole thing, is that he was like responsible for Claudia's death.
Yes,
so it was like, and it's not bad for him, you know.
Yeah, because he like didn't stop them or whatever.
Right. He like knew about it and like kind of orchestrated it. That was like the thing.
Yes, this is true. This is true. But Louis, man, that man's, he just wasn't, he would also, I feel like, just didn't allow himself to be happy ever.
Right.
Which was also annoying. Yeah. It's like, you could, like, you know, find some happiness in this life, and you're just kind of choosing not to at this point.
For sure.
And it's so frustrating.
For sure.
I'm trying to remember if there was anything else in the movie. I feel like I'm forgetting movie parts that were very, like, I remember us both being super excited when they just skipped over the Transylvania stuff.
Yeah.
We both were like, oh, great. Cool. They're just moving on straight to Paris.
Yeah.
Cool. I thought it was, I guess, like, it was easier to change from his sister, or from his brother dying to his, like, wife and child. Yes, but I was kind of like.
I also was like, that's, like, a main, the whole, like, Louis thing.
I know.
It's like, his brother was, like, so religious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then had this, like, extreme faith and then, like, had visions.
Yes.
And then Louis didn't believe him. And then Louis blamed himself for the death, right?
Yes, yes.
But then, and it was, like, this internal struggle in him about religion. And so then with Armand, when, like, Armand's been alive for 400 years and he's, like, if there is, like, a god or a devil, like, I still haven't seen him. And that, like, crushes Louis.
Yes.
Because it's, like, he's been holding on to this with his brother this whole time.
Yeah.
So I do feel like that was.
I agree.
Like, I feel like they should have done the brother thing at the beginning. And developed all of that.
Yeah.
Because that is, like, a huge.
It is. It's a huge part of who Louis is.
Yeah,
I agree.
You know.
No, it was.
So it made him even more irritating in the movie.
I agree.
Than he is in the book.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He was so irritating. Remember when they fight after he eats the dogs? I was also, but like the fight in general was also extremely hilarious.
It was hilarious.
Like,
it was hilarious.
Like, that movie was so cringy.
It was.
Everything about it.
It was.
I was like, I can't believe this was like a well-received movie. Yeah,
I know. A lot of people like it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. Maybe if I did watched it in the 90s when there, like, wasn't so much vampire stuff out and it was, like, more one of a kind, it would have felt differently.
Yeah.
But I don't think it holds a candle to all the vampire stuff that exists now.
Yeah. Agreed. I also felt like the interviewer, the boy, felt different in the book than he did in the movie.
I liked him in the movie, though.
I just felt like he was a lot more eager in the movie. Where in, like, the book, I felt like he was just kind of, like.
And then until the end.
I think that's what I liked is in throughout the book, he seemed like he really was just like listening and interviewing him and not all that interested in like, I didn't catch any like, oh, this guy wants to become a vampire himself until the very end, which I was like, oh, like it was like this exciting moment where like you feel that from him the whole movie.
Right.
Which is why I was like, oh, well, now it's not going to be as exciting at the end.
Right.
When he like freaks out and wants to become a vampire. And then Brad Pitt just so weird.
I know. But I did like the movie change ending.
I did too. In the
when
car.
When Lestat like pops up. Like that was cool.
I also want to know if the boy is in like, if we ever get to like learn his name.
Right.
And if he like, if Lestat, you know, since he gives him the choice, like does he become a vampire? Does he stay a part of Lestat's life?
Right.
Like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So like I want to, I hate that I just said blah, blah, blah. Now I'm like thinking about it. I definitely want to read, because there's two titles with Lestat's name in it, right?
Yes, but we looked it up, and the second one's called The Vampire.
The Vampire Lestat. And then there's another one called Prince Lestat.
But I think that's towards the end. There's like 10 of these books.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Vampire Lestat is the second, and then the third one is Queen of the Damned.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of cool. Did they make a movie about that?
They did with the singer, Aaliyah.
Oh, that was right before she died. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I wonder if that was a good movie.
I think I doubt it.
Well, apparently, Interview with the Vampire was a good movie, but it was not. So I don't know if I trust it.
Right.
Honestly, right. Queen of the Damned might be better, for all I know.
I know.
Maybe we'll do it later in the Slayer Sisters franchise.
The three.
Okay.
The first three books in the series.
Okay.
So.
Well, I definitely want to read the next one, even though I didn't particularly enjoy the first one all that much. But I do want to read the next one, mostly because I just want to know. I want to give it a chance and see if I'm, like... Because Lestat was the most interesting character,
The, like, reviews and stuff, I also think the second one sounds like it could be better.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to read it anytime soon, but I would want
it. Well, I'm definitely not because I don't own it, so I'm not going to be buying it anytime soon. True. Yes. So, anyways.
So, what would you rate the book? And then what would you rate the movie out of 5 stars?
The book, I'd probably only give, like, I mean, I really didn't like a lot of it.
Yeah.
I'd probably only give it, like, 2.5, 3 stars.
All right.
Yeah.
And if you all know Jessica.
Well, I'm becoming more critical now.
She used to give every single book she read 5 stars.
Or if I didn't. That's not true.
Right.
I gave The Space Between Worlds, I'm pretty sure, 3.5 or 4 stars. Because I didn't love it.
Well, I feel like that was after I gave you shit for giving every single
book 5 stars. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I didn't give Outlawed 5 stars.
That was definitely after.
It was, but I also definitely did not enjoy Outlawed for a 5-star review.
Right.
I probably gave it 1. Because I'm a
all-or-nothing
type person. I'm an all-or-nothing type person, which is what you really called me out on. So now I'm learning to be more critical. But it's not my fault that I've enjoyed most of the books we've picked.
I know.
No, but I will definitely give the book 3 stars.
Okay.
And I'm giving the movie, like, 1.5.
Two. Oh, wow, you really didn't like it.
I did not like it. Well, the parts of the movie I liked, I wasn't even supposed to be liking.
Right. True.
Like, the parts that I found entertaining, I was like, yeah. I'll give it 2 stars, mostly because I was very impressed by 11-year-old Kristen Dunst acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there were just hot people to look at,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
I just didn't think the movie, I just thought the movie was really cringy for, like, most, like.
No, it was. It was.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I didn't like any of the changes.
Yeah.
And
Tom Cruise with blonde hair is not a good look.
No. Except for when it was pulled back.
It looked better pulled back for sure. But when it was down and, like,
but
frizzy, it was so bad.
What's his name?
Brad Pitt's hair, though, looked amazing.
Brad Pitt's hair looked so soft.
He looked like a freaking Pantene Pro
model. I wanted it to just run my fingers through his hair. I was like, it's like so silky soft
smooth.
And silky and shiny. It just looked gorgeous.
It really did.
I was like, oh my God.
Remember when they turned Claudia into the vampire and her hair?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Another part we
loved. That was another part where I was like, this is not happening right now. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was... It was just weird because I know that, like, vampires are supposed to be very, like, attractive. And I just, like, didn't find any of these vampires, like, more attractive than when they were human.
Right.
Like, their humanness was more, like, I don't know. It was weird. It was, like, Twilight first movie.
Yeah.
Where I was, like, none of these people are attractive.
Right.
Because they just look crazy.
Yeah.
But then they slowly, like, progressively are.
Yeah, they did. They got better at making them look good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Anyway, so what are you scoring them?
I'm definitely giving the book a 3 and the movie a 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the same.
Yeah. I think that was pretty easy for me. I feel like the book could have been a 4 if it had stayed strong throughout the middle,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't. So it's like the parts I liked of the book were a 4 and the parts that I didn't like were a 2. So I feel like averages out to like a 3. You know?
I don't know if there's any part of the book where I even felt like I was getting 4 energy for me.
Yeah. No, I was like really into it at first and then it just got worse and worse and worse. And then I was like excited when it picked up.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like enough to then like re-up it to a 4.
Yeah. You know? I guess I did like a I just, Louis is so annoying.
I know.
Louis really got started getting on my nerves long before they left New Orleans.
Yeah.
Like, long before.
Yeah.
Also, I was a little, like, he's all like, I don't want to kill people. Life, my life is so horrible, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to go suck the life out of a five-year-old.
Right.
I was like,
yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, like, that was definitely because he had been, like, Lestat had just been, like, trying to get him to, like, drink those, like, whores or whatever.
Right.
And, like, so he was already ramped up.
Right.
And he was, like, trying. And then he, like, came across Claudia and she was just too tempting in that, like, state of mind that he was in.
So annoying.
I
just think he's so annoying.
No, I mean, he was.
He was. Yeah. Not a fan of Louis.
Yeah.
I really was, like, I really, really wanted. Didn't they write a Claudia point of view of this book?
Oh, I don't know.
I think she did. Or there's something with, something's written from Claudia's point of view, I think.
Mm-mm. I'm pretty sure the whole book is Louis.
No. I'm saying she wrote a separate book.
Oh, I have no idea.
That's like, I think that same book.
Oh.
Like, still interview with the man, but it's like from Claudia's point
How
of view.
How very Stephanie Meyer of her.
Yeah. I think she did it before Stephanie Meyer did it, though.
Well, obviously.
Because Stephanie Meyer steals everything forever.
No, I have no idea. I've never heard that, but
cool. Okay, well, I could have made it up, but yeah. I thought I read that somewhere. And I think it would be interesting to read it from
Claudia's point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was more interesting.
I bet her brain, it would be a lot better to be in than Louis.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It'd be so much more entertaining to be in.
Yeah.
So much less brooding. God, mm-hmm. I hate the brooding. Louis, I'm telling, he's a five wing four. He's a five wing four. He does, his four is like, know how to be brooding. In an interesting way. He's just like a boring brooding person. Like, I'm like, there's nothing, like, you're just.
Just there are some really great Enneagram 5s out there. I don't want anyone knows a 5.
Yeah, but they probably have a wing 6.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Listen, Rebecca Vickis, I love you. You're one of my best friends. And we're pretty sure she's an Enneagram 5. I actually don't know if we know what Becca's wing is, though, so.
Yeah.
She's probably. She's too fun to be a four. She's probably as a wing 6.
Yeah.
But either way, I do have, we all have our 5s that we love. Allison, love you too. Probably never listen to this, but either way. But okay, well, should we do a Louis Lestat Armand Bernard Cabernet?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm definitely burning Louis,
yes.
Hooking up with Armand and marrying Lestat. No,
I think I'd marry Armand
and
yeah.
Hook up with Lestat.
I think I would too, especially yeah. If it he looks like Antonio Banderas.
Right.
100%.
Yeah.
With that accent?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Too.
Lestat's blonde hair, I'm sorry. Like, I can only hook up with that one time. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Lestat would probably, but we'd have to also be a vampire because I'm pretty sure Lestat would just kill us.
Yeah.
You know?
No, for sure.
I guess they probably all would.
I was about to say. I think
that, I guess yeah, probably we would all would. Just be a vampire.
Yeah.
We'd have to. And anyways, yeah, I think that's what I'd also do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know. Ugh, Louis.
I know.
Even with Brad Pitt's face, I couldn't do it.
I know.
And that hair.
Really sad. That shows how bad Louis is.
And how bad Brad Pitt's acting was. The acting and the character. Like, I honestly remember, like, I was like, maybe Brad Pitt will redeem Louis for me in the movie.
Right.
But the acting was so bad.
It really was so bad.
But I also feel like some of it really must have just been, like, the direction.
I do think a lot
because,
of it
like,
was the writing.
Him, like, turning.
Right.
That, like, we were talking about in the Claudia thing. Like, it's, like, that's also very much, like, a director saying.
Right. Like, turn.
Turn. Like, be really dramatic and do this. Right. Where, like, I'm sure a director could have been, like, how about we take that out.
Right.
And do it a different way.
Right.
Well, like, it doesn't
but
have to just
in.
Be. But they, right. they somewhat, they chose to keep it in. An
right.
actor doesn't choose what, especially
right.
when you're. Maybe when you're Brad Pitt level now, you might
right.
choose some stuff like that. But back then,
right,
he didn't
know.
Get to choose what his scenes got,
no.
you know, edited into the final cut.
No, for sure.
So, yeah, some of that was just, had to have been, like, a director and writing choice.
Yeah.
But, God, it was bad.
It was.
Either way. All right, well, I guess we're, what are we doing next? Should we announce what's next?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we're going to do Can You Keep a Secret by... Either, I don't know if her name is Sophie Kinsella or Sophia Kinsella, something like that. But Can You Keep a Secret is the name.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a Netflix adaptation of that book
that we will be watching to go along with the book to compare. And we're very excited to have a nice, easy, breezy rom-com.
Yeah, for real.
To read after this book, because we both...
It was dense.
We both need something easy, breezy.
Yeah. So something just not in Louie's head anymore.
Yes. So this should be the opposite of that.
Yeah.
I am pumped about it.
Me too. It should be really good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy listening to us ramble and rant about books again. And movies now.
We'll be here every month.
Yeah, we're back. We're in it. So, we love you guys.
Love you.
Slay on. Sorry, that's how we end from now on.
Okay. Slay on.
Slay on, sluts. Okay. Bye.
Bye.